Pascal Persillier dit La Chapelle, The Miller's Son. In the 1820s, Noël Pascal Persillier dit La Chapelle, Sr., a tanner and businessman, obtained operating leases for the mills in Lachine and Grosso from the Sulpicians. During this time, he initiated the construction of a toll bridge. The layout looked like the one for La Chapelle Bridge currently spanning the Rivière des Prairies. Pascal Persillier dit La Chapelle, Jr., born in 1806, studied to become a notary at Collège de Montréal. He married Émilie Leduc, dit Saint-Omer, in Montreal in 1826. That year, he answered his father's call to become the main miller and manager of the water mills in Lachine, which were long the most lucrative on the island of Montreal. On October 14, 1828, an unfortunate incident occurred. Fire broke out at 2:30 a.m. inside the fulling mill and then quickly spread to the nail factory and the flour mill. The La Chapelle family rolled up their sleeves and rebuilt the entire milling complex in Lachine. The good years lasted only a while, however, as the agreement with the Séminaire de Montréal, the owner of the mills, came to an end in 1837 due to Mr. La Chapelle Sr.'s great sympathy toward the Patriotes. The Sulpicians didn't appreciate such support very much, as they avoided all conflict with the British authorities, which left them privileges related to their seigneurie. The water mills were therefore placed in the hands of brothers William James and Robert Knox, and the adjacent lands were sold during the following years. In 1869, the Knox brothers resold all the property to Hugh Fraser. However, he no longer operated the water mills, which had become obsolete once the industrial mills were set up in the area surrounding the Lachine Canal. During this walk, millers and windmills and water mills are mentioned frequently. Don't forget that bread was the staple food.